If you're ready to beat the drag, you're ready to go back to the 70s. I'm your bad host, Darian. After the break, we're going back to Tuesday, April 17th, 1973.
No Bluetooth? No problem. New Potato Technologies presents TuneLink Auto, helping normal folks who drive normal cars stream music from smartphones to car stereos. Tired of trying to find the music you want to hear? Let TuneLink Auto upgrade your car to modern without the expense. TuneLink Auto sets up a link between your smartphone and any empty FM station on your FM dial. If you can hear this ad, just go to newpotatotech.com and use the code RADIO to receive 20% off.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
People start pollution. People can stop it.
It was Tuesday, April 17th, 1973, a day of two marathons. The second Boston Women's Marathon, won by Jacqueline Hansen of California in 3 hours, 5 minutes, 59 seconds. Also, the 77th Boston Marathon, won by John Anderson of Oregon in 2 hours, 16 minutes, 3 seconds. It was a great day for winners. Speaking of winners, Tony Orlando and Dawn won a number one hit, Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree. Charlie Pride won himself a number one country hit, A Shoulder to Cry On. After 7 weeks, Charlotte's Web was still the number one movie in the country. And that evening, CBS brought you the entertainment with Maude at 8 o'clock, followed by Hawaii 5-0 at 8:30. Aw, phooey, we're out of time, 70s friends. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to get down with that foxy lady. Let's freak out next time for another 70s flashback.